Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample. This is episode 95, and today, a cappella for a change. A cappella for a change. Have you done a voices only service recently? See, this last Sunday, we tried something a bit different. With no instruments. We had no instruments, no guitar, no keyboard, no nothing. Well, not quite true. We had human instruments, of course. The only vibrating parts were the vocal cords, no guitar strings or anything like that. And it was refreshing. It was wonderful. And it's a good example of where an enforced situation caused us to try something different from the norm, and it was helpful. Really quite delightful. For some reason, this last Sunday, we weren't able to get into our usual venue at the normal time, and therefore we didn't have time for the normal setup for the PA and the instruments and everything. So we went for a minimalist option, which was voices only, basic PA, microphones, music stands, voices. And we picked some songs that would fit with that. And the congregation seemed to respond really well. CJ led most of the songs and he did a marvelous job, not only leading them, but also speaking between each song so to help us to connect with the meaning and the words of the songs. But there was something about that voices only thing that was wonderful. And I wonder whether you've tried that recently, going voices only, what's called a cappella. If you're from the same tradition as me in the churches I've been ministering with for the last 30 odd years, you'll know that we have an a cappella background. In fact, when I first joined the church that I'm with now that was in London back in 1984, there were no instruments. It was only voices. Instruments didn't come in until, actually, I forget the date, but I guess sometime in the 90s. And until then, it was all a cappella. It suited me as a singer and as a parts singer. I taught harmonies and all that. And it was very special. Now, something is added when we bring in instruments. No question about that. But also, have we lost something by not having at least some of our service be voices only? Perhaps we're missing something. There is a special sound a congregation makes when it's singing and hearing itself sing, and when it's singing from the heart, and everybody can tell that each other is singing from the heart. There's something very special about that. And I wonder why we don't do it more often, why it is that an enforced situation made us do that rather than choosing it. We don't have to do it every week, but why not do it from time to time deliberately? I wonder why we don't. Perhaps we're worried that people won't enjoy it. Perhaps we're worried that people won't sing out when the people around them can hear more clearly how they're singing or squawking. Otherwise the instruments normally would be covering their sound, or at least partially covering it, and they wouldn't be embarrassed about the person standing next to them hearing what's coming out of their mouths. Perhaps we don't think the congregation know enough songs that work well a cappella to be able to do a whole church service with just those kinds of songs, that style, that genre of songs. But I think we'd be surprised. I think we'd be pleasantly surprised at how many people in our congregation actually do know those songs. And in fact, we have more than enough for a church service or two or three of songs that go well a cappella. I'm not talking about just singing the normal chorus type songs that we have that normally have instruments and really are designed for use with instruments and just taking the instruments out. Not talking about that. I'm talking about songs that have men's and women's parts like I Will Call Upon the Lord or The Steadfast Love of the Lord and those kinds of songs that work really well. Glory Be to Jesus, O Sacred Head, and many other songs that perhaps you know and I don't know, but I'd like to know actually what songs you think work particularly well a cappella. But drop that in the comments box because I'd love to know your favourite songs that work a cappella. But maybe actually it would go better than we fear if we just took the plunge and tried an a cappella Sunday service. When's the last time you did that? Not a devotional or a small group, but your entire Sunday service devoted to the musical worship that is voices only. When's the last time you did that? I'm really glad that circumstances forced us into it this last Sunday. And I think we need to do it a little more often. Yeah, I don't know how often, but more often than we have done in the recent past, because there's so much value to be derived from this kind of singing and this kind of musical worship. What songs did we do? I'll give you the list here. I'll put this in the show notes. We did, "O Lord, O Lord, How Majestic Is Your Name." The old hymn, "Holy, Holy, Holy, Lord God Almighty." We sang the more upbeat song, "In the Kingdom," and then "Stand in Awe." What a great song. For Around the Communion, we did "Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross," which works so well with the men's and women's parts at Capella. "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Again, there's a women's part over the top of the men's that sounds lovely. And then to finish, we did "I Hear God Singing to Me," and we could hear ourselves singing to God, which was great just to hear that around us and hear one another sing. So it went well, and there's nothing wrong with using instruments. I enjoy playing my keyboard. You can see in the background my piano over there. I enjoy that. I like the sound of the guitar. I like the drums. Nothing wrong with those, but what about doing something different every now and then by just having voices instead? So let me know what you think about this. Have you done this recently? What do you think are the key components to make an a cappella service go well? How can it be something that's a positive difference as opposed to just, oh, we haven't got time to set things up. Oh no, we haven't got any instruments today. Or the instrumentalists are ill or something. Oh no, it's not going to be as good a service. I don't believe that needs to be the case. So what do you think about that? What works? What makes it work well? I'd like to know. So leave a comment in the comment box, whether you're watching the video, listening to the podcast. Leave that comment publicly so that we can learn from each other. Stick the songs in there. Put a list of songs that you think work well a cappella. Then we can share those songs with one another and construct 2, 3, 4, 5 different song services we could use just a cappella. That would be so helpful. Could even pre-plan it. And let me know if you've done this recently and if you're planning to do so and how it goes, if you have a go at it. That'd be great. If you know anybody that might benefit from this, please click that link or copy that link and pass it on to them. And I hope that the next time that you do an a cappella service, that you'll enjoy it. Your congregation will enjoy it. That not only just enjoy it, but it will help the body of Christ worship together as they hear each other sing together to our great God. So until the next time, take care and God bless.